Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. It's time to talk about cycling. What kind of cycling? Not skin cycling, not bicycling. It's hair cycling. What on earth is hair cycling? This is such a great new trend. I love it. I've been unconsciously doing it for the past few years. Maybe you are too. But you know, irritation, dryness, and hair follicle fatigue, these are typical problems that may arise because of your hair washing techniques. To achieve the healthiest hair and scalp, the latest trend is hair cycling. It's a cycle involving using a set of hair care products based on a specific routine that really maintains cleansing of the scalp, improving hair follicle health, and making sure that the cuticle stays moisturized and not over-processed and over-treated. So let's dive into the secrets of hair cycling. It's very similar to the trendy term skin cycling. We did a podcast on that. You guys should go back and listen to that one, which is used to describe optimal timing and application of skincare products. So hair cycling is kind of the same, related to the routine maintenance of cleanliness and health of the hair on your head. So various products must be used. You got to get products that are suitable to your specific hair type, texture, and whether or not you dye or process your hair. But it's more than just the brand and the type of shampoo you're using. It involves the combination of products that's used in a weekly or monthly cycle. The benefits of hair cycling are that you get to minimize irritation from your products, so reduce inflammation to the follicles from ingredients like sulfates and silicones. These tend to build up on your scalp and in your follicles, leaving them susceptible to irritation. There's a concept of hygral fatigue, H-Y-G-R-A-L, hygral fatigue. That is hair follicle fatigue. And if you're using excessive hair products, you can get damage to the follicle from repeated swelling and unswelling of the follicle, sometimes from over-dyeing, like if you dye your hair too frequently. During the dyeing process, the hair follicle and the cuticle are opened up, products are absorbed, the follicle swells, and then dehydration gradually ensues. That's why your hair looks so plump and juicy and full right after you get coloring. But repeated swelling and unswelling, over-conditioning, over-dyeing, all of this leads to hygral fatigue. Certain scalp conditions have to be controlled and maintained, like eczema and dandruff on the scalp. If you have these, you're chronically dry, flaky, you need to use hair cycling because then you can alternate between your medicated shampoos and moisturizing shampoos. So that's so helpful. Now, how do you hair cycle? Number one, determine your hair type and texture and take into account your surroundings, whether you're in a dry climate, wet climate. Number two, establish a routine that suits your preferences and it's easy to follow. That's always so important. Determine specific days when you will follow your routine, washing, clarifying, conditioning, and applying hair masks. You know, if you're really busy during the week, then maybe do the time-intensive stuff on the weekends. And then expect a little trial and error as you experiment with the right amount of cycling. So for example, a good hair cycling routine might be something like day one, use a shampoo, make sure it's free of parabens, sulfates, and fragrance, and make sure it's pH balanced. This supports your scalp microbiome. And after shampooing, use a hydrating conditioner to nourish your scalp and hair. And finally, lock in the moisture by using a moisturizing hair oil such as jojoba or argan oil. Day two, sometimes we don't need to shampoo every day, first of all, so this might be a skip day. Day three, use an over-the-counter clarifying shampoo like Nizoral, Anti-Dandruff, Neutrogena, T-Gel, or Head and Shoulders. Anything that's dandruff-related helps to improve the overall health of the hair follicle. Did you know that many of us have chronic fungal spores living on the scalp? It's actually very, very normal. But when you have a slight overgrowth of those fungal spores, you can have hair thinning, hair fall, patchiness, and worsening scalp health, more flaky irritation and dandruff. I think it's so important to control that low growth of fungal organisms and yeast that live symbiotically on the scalp, because when they overgrow, you will have more hair fall and more hair thinning. So this is actually a strategy we use with our hair loss patients. Lather the shampoo on your scalp to reduce the yeast overgrowth. And instead of a conditioner, use kind of a hair mask after shampooing to give that extra dose of hydration. Remember, your heavy conditioner should just go on your hair ends, not so much on the scalp itself. If you have super fine hair and find it challenging to use heavy products, just use your hair mask once a week, only on the ends of your hair, and avoid the scalp area. Day four, another skip day. I think every other day is really quite adequate for shampoo, unless you have super ultra fine hair and you're just in the habit of needing to shampoo every day. So skip a day. Day five might be the end of the week when you've had lots of mousse and products that you use for styling and gels and heat applied to the hair follicle from styling techniques. So this would be a day to, if you're going to shampoo, use a clarifying shampoo that removes and strips away some of the excessive junk on the hair. So excessive sebum on the scalp, as well as hair products that cling to the shaft and cuticle. And that would be the gels, the mousses, the hairspray, all the various things. Clarifying shampoos tend to be a little stronger and they can strip your hair of moisturizer, but remember we just finished a mask, so we should be moisturized quite nicely. You're going to focus your effort on the scalp where these residues develop. You can use a scalp brush, love those. And that is such a great way to cleanse the follicle all the way through down the shaft and remove the chemicals, pollutants, and debris that collects during the week. I love like a Neutrogena clarifying shampoo, and one application is generally fine. So many shampoos say to apply, rinse, repeat. You don't have to repeat. Day number six, also a skip day. And day seven, I love to use Sundays as my weekend day for deep conditioning, and I will apply coconut oil all throughout my hair, like a really nice scalp massage, and I'll leave that in. I might sleep with that on the evening, like Saturday night after going out or whatever. A coconut oil wrap, I'll massage it in, I'll wrap my head in a towel, or I'll put an old t-shirt over my pillow, and I'll actually sleep with that. By the time you wake up in the morning, so much of the nice saturated fats have penetrated the shaft of the follicle, and it just smooths the cuticle down, the hair looks shiny, it feels deeply conditioned. It's actually a really great technique. And you can use olive oil. Sometimes I use olive oil. I use coconut oil. All kinds of oils, like sesame oil, is also particularly good. Some of my patients are big fans of adding different herbal things to their scalp for hair growth. So rosemary, for example, has been known and shown to prove that it improves hair growth. That can also be misted on the scalp and massaged in. And then you're going to shampoo that out. That would be a great day to restart day one. And use your pH balancing shampoos to get rid of the coconut oil, leaving your hair with a nice polish and sheen. So that's hair cycling. I think that's so important. And it doesn't matter how frequently you wash your hair. You don't have to wash your hair every other day like this regimen specifies. Sometimes twice a week or once a week even is enough. But then you'll spread your cycle across the course of your hair washing, just distributing it, but remembering always kind of this pattern of regular shampoo with hydrating conditioner, followed by an anti-dandruff the following time, followed by clarifying to kind of wipe out all the pollutants, chemicals, and gels and junk out of your hair, followed by a deep conditioning. That's hair cycling, my friends. I hope you try it. I hope you incorporate this into your everyday regimen. It's so important to talk about healthy hair because after all, we define ourselves and our image, and so much of how we come across to the world is in this superficial, gorgeous locks that we carry on our heads. And as you get older, the hair follicles are thinning. 30% of us over age 50, maybe even 40% have hair thinning and hair fall. So let's learn to preserve those glorious locks of hair early on. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. And our website is the same, www.beautybydrk.com. That's where you can find my amazing hair serum, hair shampoo, and hair conditioner, specifically for patients with estrogen depletion and hair thinning. Such good products. You're going to love them. That's it for now, guys. Love you.